they came into Delaware and they saw her race as a race where they could really pick up momentum and pick up a seat after they engineered wins for Tea Party backed candidates in Utah and Alaska. And they thought that Delaware could be a real opportunity, and it did prove to be that. She really swept past the Republican, kind of the mainstream Republican candidate, Mike Castle, who was leading her in the polls until the very last few days, and she swept past him. And that's really kind of generated national interest for her campaign. Also, the fact that she's had so many questions about her past and her finances, that has kind of generated even more interest. And frankly, she's also a very telegenic candidate. She comes across well on TV and radio. And so, you know, she has all the makings of a candidate who attracts a lot of buzz.
And she's somebody who has run many times before. This is, and all of a sudden, this is such an unusual time in politics.
It really is. I mean, she doesn't have any experience in elected office. She has run three times before and failed. This is a time unlike any other. I mean, you saw what the Tea Party's done in Alaska, what they did in Utah, what they're doing in Kentucky. This is really an opportunity for her, and she kind of fell into this at the right place and at the right time. And I'll tell you, this could be really anyone's race at this point. It's a heavily Democratic state, but, you know, there are a lot of independents. She could pick up those. Some Republicans who may not have wanted her to win in the primary may be recruited to her side. So it really is in the balance at this point.
And yet, a lot of even consternation within the Republican Party. Karl Rove speaking out on this race.
Rove has said that you know, she has to answer some of these questions that are dogging her, meaning her comments about witchcraft. He has complained about her lack of experience. He's complained about her finances. He has, you know, he's really kind of railed on her for being not a viable candidate, and she has kind of fired back and said, look, you know, I've answered all the questions that I've needed to. I am a viable candidate, and, you know, she really has come back to Karl Rove pretty strong. You know, it's interesting to hear a political heavyweight like him in the Republican Party going against her. So, but, you know, that's not a national stage. In Delaware, it's a different equation for her. She has a lot of grassroots support, and she's done very well to get out the vote there. She's going to focus on voters. She's not going to do any more national media, and she thinks that's going to work well for her.